Until We Meet Again, The Book of Mormon Brings Abundance, by President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. There is a power in the book which will begin to flow into your lives the moment you begin a serious study. Is there not something deep in our hearts that longs to draw nearer to God, to be more like Him in our daily walk, to feel His presence with us constantly? If so, then the Book of Mormon will help us do so more than any other book. It is not just that the Book of Mormon teaches us truth, though it indeed does that. It is not just that the Book of Mormon bears testimony of Christ, though it indeed does that too. But there is something more. There is a power in the book which will begin to flow into your lives the moment you begin a serious study of the book. You will find greater power to resist temptation. You will find the power to avoid deception. You will find the power to stay on the straight and narrow path. The scriptures are called the words of life, Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 85, and nowhere is that more true than it is in the Book of Mormon. When you begin to hunger and thirst after those words, you will find life in greater and greater abundance. These promises, increased love and harmony in the home, greater respect between parent and child, increased spirituality and righteousness, are not idle promises, but exactly what the prophet Joseph Smith meant when he said that the Book of Mormon will help us draw nearer to God. Over 10 years ago, I made the following statement regarding the Book of Mormon. Do eternal consequences rest upon our response to this book? Yes, either to our blessing or our condemnation. Every Latter-day Saint should make the study of this book a lifetime pursuit. Otherwise, he is placing his soul in jeopardy and neglecting that which could give spiritual and intellectual unity to his whole life. There is a difference between a convert who is built on the rock of Christ through the Book of Mormon and stays hold of that iron rod, and one who is not. Let us not remain under condemnation by treating lightly this great and marvelous gift the Lord has given to us. Rather, let us win the promises associated with treasuring it up in our hearts. From the Book of Mormon, Keystone of Our Religion, Ensign, November 1986, pages 4 through 7. End of the section, Until We Meet Again. The Book of Mormon Brings Abundance, by President Ezra Taft Benson, 1899 to 1994. Read by Dwayne Case.